sent me a tape of Bjork and Courtney Love and PJ Harvey. Called it Brilliant Women, I put it in my car, heard it all the way down to the coast. Normally I've left my own devices, I don't hear chick singers much, I guess it's guys I hear the most. Sometimes these days only seem like it's enough for girls who love a girl, or use the F word prominently, masturbating public, or learn guitar tied up to a post. I thought of all this here in Bjork and Courtney Love and PJ Harvey in my car driving to the coast. Tori Amos, Liz Fair, Sinead O'Connor, Suzanne Vega, Jill Sobule, Melissa Etheridge, Tracy Chapman, Audie DeFranco, Michelle Schott, every one of them has something kind of special that I like. But every now and then while listening to them I feel like when we were kids I pulled their hair and stole their bike. These days it seems like there's a lot of girls who sing, and some of them are good and some of them are not, but it's always kind of cool that moment when they first step to the mic. If I was a girl I could sing real high and also then I know what having breasts would be like. Chick singers, chick singers. Patsy Cline, Billie Holiday, Janis Joplin, Bessie Smith, Patti Smith and Annie Lennox, Chrissy Hynde and Bonnie Raitt. Seems like there's an awful lot of women in whose honor I would like to raise my glass to in a toast. Some of them are still alive and some I hear their voices like a ghost. Maybe next Thursday I'll throw a party and invite every woman that ever sang a song. This would be a party that I think I would like to be the host. Thanks to the bald-headed girl I know, Sabah Bjork and Courtney Love and PJ Harvey.